All right, we're back in action. Episode 11, dude?
Yeah.
Episode 11. I haven't done one with you in a little bit. I had the solo podcast, and then we had Maureen on.
Yep.
Cool episode with Maureen.
Oh, so good.
Lot of great feedback from that, from people saying that they really enjoyed it. I knew that it would do well, because a lot of people are interested in that sort of stuff. I did see a couple comments on Facebook where people like almost got pissed at me for having a medium on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's all bullshit, right? It's like, all right, dude, relax.
Settle down.
You know what I mean?
Settle down.
I'm not the medium. Chill out, dude, you know? But what I would say to those people is, whether I believe in it or not, the experience I had with her at the time when I had it back in 2018 helped me deal with what I was going through. So at the end of the day, like, I got what I was looking for. I got some relief. I got some help. And, you know, it's anyone that's ever been in those shoes where they lost somebody in, like, a tragic way, you'll take any relief you could get.
Anything.
You know what I mean? So that's what I say to those people that don't believe. Believe or not, it helped.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And she's great, too. She was really cool. We're definitely going to do some more stuff together in the future, her and I. She talked a lot about, like, the walks I've been doing and the lake that I do the walks by. It's, like, really haunted and stuff. But
hey, but the thing is, as long as she helped you, what does it matter what anyone says on Facebook? You know what I mean? Like,
No. It's just people got... There was, like, when I say people, I mean that there was, like, three guys that, like, flipped. Like, one guy was like, I can't believe you would believe in that type of shit, Anthony. I'm giving you one more chance. And I was like, what do you mean, giving me one more? Are you going to come kill me? Like, what do you mean, one more chance? Like, one more chance, and then I lost a follower? Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if I'll be able to find another one.
Yeah, Jesus. Dude, I'm giving you one more chance, Anthony. I typed back. I was like, one more chance. Fuck off. One more chance. But, yeah, I mean, speaking about the mental health walks, dude, I'm on day 17.
That's good.
Game changer. Absolute game changer, dude. I feel so much better from doing it. And it's funny because my whole life with anything that I do, I always look for the shortcut. I always look for the easy way out.
Every time.
The path of least resistance. And, you know, I am not afraid to admit that I can be very lazy. Sometimes people don't like to use that word, and they might blame mental health on their laziness. But, like, you know, I struggle with mental health, but I also struggle with laziness, dude. And so, you know, when you're struggling with something like that, I still want to find the easy way out. And for a long time, it was drugs. You know what I mean? Until I found out that it's not a sustainable solution. You know what I mean? Because I want, like, an easy way out and, like, to be better. You know what I mean? Yeah. Be a better person.
Solve the problem.
Right, right. And then I noticed that, well, the easiest way to get started is to just go walk, dude. Just go. You don't need. I didn't need to buy anything. I didn't need to get a membership anywhere. Literally, just outside and go, and just go.
You must be getting a lot of steps in daily too.
Yeah, I got to download. People have been telling me to download. It's an app called, like, All Trail or something like that. I sort of just wing it.
Yeah.
And I've a couple times, like, I checked, like, on my, like, Waze app, like, how far away I am, and then, like, all right, if I walk back now and times it by two, that's how far I walked. But I haven't even been tracking it. I've just been going.
That's good. That's really good.
Yeah. And the videos, it's funny because making the videos, one, I'm helping a lot of people. I'm getting a lot of feedback from people that are really enjoying it. And I've motivated a couple people to walk. But two, it kind of, like, motivates me to go a little bit. Where it's like, even today, I was like, didn't have time this morning, slept in a little bit. Had to drive to Cohasset. My son had a soccer game. It's like an hour away from here. Then I come home and it's like, you know, I got to get ready for the pod. And I was like, they're going to know I didn't go for my walk today if I don't make a video, dude. You know? So it kind of holds me accountable, too, in a weird way at the
same time. I like that.
And another part that I like about it, as far as, like, the content's concerned, I told you earlier, I feel like it helps like, my page be a better representation of who I am instead of just one side of me, which is just the funny side. And I know it's, like, you know, most people come to that page for that side. You know what I mean? But at the same time, it's easier for me as a creator to just be who I am. You know what I mean? So on days where it's like, I really don't feel like being funny, I can talk about mental health. I can talk about what I'm struggling with. And that's what people know that I do both. You know what I mean? So I like that.
I was very happy to see you walking too with like, we were lucky. We had like 30 days of straight sun. In the last like 4 or 5 days, I've been straight rain. And every day, kept seeing posts of you out in the rain, taking the walk. Yeah. I was like, oh, wow, he's really committed to this.
Yeah, it adds to the drama, too.
It really does. You know what I mean? Really pumped.
Like the one I did yesterday, oh, it was pouring out, dude. I kept having to, like, wipe off my phone when I was making the video. But, no, and I definitely need a rain jacket, dude.
Oh.
I've just been, like, such a guy, dude. Just, like, who buys rain jackets?
Only reason I bought one is because I work at the dealership. So right, I have to go out the lot. It's like I'm buying. Right. I've never owned a rain when I was a kid, but I've never, as an adult, owned a raincoat until I got my job. Where I was like, oh, I have to be out in the rain sometimes. I better get a raincoat.
Right. Well, because before this, before these walks, what am I doing in the rain? It's car to a building. I'm not meandering in between car and building to get soaked.
No.
It's funny how rain bothers people so much.
It doesn't mind. I like the smell when it first starts to rain. First rains and you can smell that. Right. I don't know what kind of, it's hard to explain, but it just smells so good and fresh.
Imagine you live in a small village in Africa and then you hear people complaining about the rain.
I know.
You know what I mean?
What? It's like, out of your mind?
But no, I need to get a raincoat too. Cause I went out just hoodie and it's like, 17 pounds heavier walking around in the rain. Good. People are probably looking at me like a kid. You look driving like, by.
You're losing weight, too. It's got to be helping.
Yeah, yeah. Lost a couple LBs. Well, I was, for the first time in my life, I was like over 200, dude.
Really?
First time in my life.
That you're over 200.
And not like a like a healthy 200, yeah, no, like no, pumping iron. No. We're talking like, you know, goldfish at 4 a.m. unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's definitely, you know, the added benefits is like the health, but I'm hoping to like build off of it. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I noticed that like, especially where like my career now is like the social media path that I've taken, I get home from the walk and it's like, all right, what's next, dude? Like, I can't slip back into unhealthy habits. No. I got to use the walk to kind of like, all right, what's after the walk now? Is it the gym? You know what I mean? Do
Which
I read
in-house.
A little bit? Do I write? You know what I mean? I got to, and then the next thing that I do after the walk, whatever that is, I keep building until I fill up my day. And it's like, is this what normal people do? You know what I mean? This is what healthy, normal people do. They have like a routine and they do healthy things. A job too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My morning routine has changed like crazy since school started.
Well, I hope so, because I remember when we first became friends, we'd go out to breakfast and you'd order a Sprite. And it used to drive me nuts.
Okay.
How are you eating bacon, eggs, and French toast and washing it down with a Sprite at 8 a.m.?
Anthony, I've grown up a little bit. I've changed to ginger ale now. Now it's a ginger ale.
You drink ginger ale for breakfast?
I love it.
Do you know ginger ale is just as unhealthy as a Sprite? It's just disguised as like healthier because your mother used to give it to you when you had an upset tummy, but that doesn't mean it's healthy.
I don't get me wrong. Actually, to be honest with you, I haven't drank orange juice in a while. In the past like 2 months, we've been having more orange juice, and I'm like, wow, this is really good with breakfast.
Are you one of those guys that hates drinking water?
I used to be. I drink a lot more now because health situations. Like, I'm 30-something years old. If I don't drink enough water, it's really not good for me.
Right.
So, like, at work, I'm like, okay, I got to mix in at least 64 ounces. At minimal, I should be drinking 128, which is a gallon. I should be drinking at least 128. But if I do 64, at least I'm halfway there.
But you're cracking open a ginger ale. Do you do coffee in the morning?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee at all?
No. Too bitter, not sweet enough. So that's where the Red Bulls.
You have the palate of a 9-year-old. You know that, right?
Well, that's the thing with me is where because I didn't drink coffee, I got into Red Bull, which is
the
like
worst.
So bad. And then you told me, oh, you're taking a day off your life every time you drink one of those. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, when I like my fourth stab at trying to go to college back in the day,
yeah,
I had an English class and I wrote a paper on the negative effects of energy drinks. Opened my eyes, buddy. Opened my eyes. I haven't, since I did the research and like wrote the paper, I like very rarely will you catch me with an energy drink.
And you haven't, you feel guilty every time you drink one.
Me and my sober friends, right? Yeah, they used to like going to the clubs and shit.
Of course.
To me, it was like, this is the last place I want to be if I don't drink. Are we doing? But
no,
I was kind of like going with the flow. Like, you're in Miami with your friends. It's like, all right, they want to go to the club, whatever.
But I used to
be like, dude, this is so corny. What are we doing? But what we would do is we would just throw back Red Bulls as if they were beers or like vodka tonics.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
And oh, you just feel sick to your stomach, dude.
So much sugar.
I just took off like, you know what I mean? Like a solid 7 months off my life from this one night of going to a club. It's like, what are we doing? We're in our 30s. What are we doing here?
So bad, yeah, dude. I'm so bad.
Glad that chapter's over.
So now, for me, I've done no Red Bull. What I'll do is before I leave for work, I'll grab one Diet Coke. Just listen. That Diet Coke is mine for lunch. I'll have that at lunch. But before lunch, I'm drinking nothing but water. I'll have my Diet Coke at lunch. And then after lunch, it'll be nothing but water.
Let me ask you a question. So let me paint a picture for you.
Okay.
You're 68 years old.
Okay.
Right? You're in the hospital.
Yeah.
You're on your deathbed.
68. Yep.
68.
Yep.
That's young to be on your deathbed.
Very young.
Surrounded by your family.
Yeah.
Your kids, maybe even your grandkids.
Yeah.
And, you know, the ghost of Christmas past or whatever comes up and is like, listen, if you just eliminated soda out of your diet when you were in your 30s, you would have lived to have been 82.
I would 1,000% go back and do it if I could.
But you can't.
I know.
You can only do something about it now.
But one, I feel like one soda at lunch isn't anything crazy.
A soda a day? Have you done research on what's in soda? Have you ever seen like anybody that hasn't been living under a rock like has seen the videos online where it's like somebody just pours sugar into a cup to symbolize like this is how much sugar is in a soda? One soda a day. It's a difference between living a little bit longer, I feel like.
But we vape and smoke cigarettes. Who are we to say that soda's unhealthy?
But it's like, we don't need to add to it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I vape and smoke cigarettes. I might as well, like, friggin' smoke crack. Like, where do you draw the line? Oh, we vape. I might as well go kill people. Like, what do you mean, dude?
I know what you're saying, but I say to my mom all the time, like, you're drinking diet soda. You know how many chemicals are in that? She goes, don't you smoke Newports?
Right.
Shut up, Mom.
One thing. Listen, if Trump does win, he better bring Newports back to Massachusetts.
Hey, he's trying to get the college vote. He just came out the other day and said, I will bring flavored vaping back.
Oh, I bet he would, dude.
He's trying to get the college vote.
I don't like to talk politics.
Me neither.
At all because it, especially with what I'm doing, it just doesn't make sense. Why would I want to like eliminate a percentage of my audience by giving an opinion on who I want to vote for? It's so dumb. First of all, nobody gives a shit what I have to say.
No.
I'm not college educated. You know what I mean?
Like me too.
Like I just started getting my life together maybe 4 years ago. It's like, I don't know enough. Like, don't take my word for anything.
No.
You know what I mean? So with that being said, now that I kind of thought about it out loud, I'm not even going to go where I was just about to go with it. Did you watch the debate?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Wild, dude. I think they both kind of suck.
Dude, it was so bad. It was so bad. After an hour, I was like, I looked at my wife. I said, do you want to keep watching this? She goes, I'm going to bed. I said, yeah, I'm going to go put something on TV. I said, I'm good.
I just need to say this. I feel like I can say this without causing too much controversy.
Okay.
And it drives me nuts how afraid I am to say it. This is where we're at in this country.
It's crazy.
It drives me, like, you can do so many things that I don't do. And most people are like, all right, to each his own.
Yep.
But when it comes to this, you know what I mean? It's you're a fucking... But I will just say, can I, like... Is it okay for me to not be able to stand Kamala Harris without being a Trump supporter? You know what I mean? I can, like, is it okay to not like her? But, like, just because I don't like her, does that mean I'm automatically on the other team?
That's what today's world is.
You but vote- it kind of fucks me up. It's like, fuck it. It could be a wet sock going against Trump, and people are going to vote for the wet sock.
I know.
I'm not voting. I'm staying out of it.
It's. I'm telling
but
you.
But I'm just saying, I can't stand the lady. You know what I mean? She reminds me of like a like remember we used to work at Verizon?
Yes.
Like somebody that would come in and like complain about their bill as if I'm the one that sent it to them in the mail. You know what I mean? I was listening to her in the debate and it's like, can you come up with your own thoughts? Like clearly you sat in a room for hours and just rehearsed this.
I
and
know.
You,
I know.
So she drives me up a wall.
That's the thing with politics right now is people vote for the person that they'd rather least vote for. Like, I hate him, so I'm going to vote for her, or I hate her, so I'm going to vote for him. It's not like,
listen,
I'm not going to vote for you because I like you, which is not how it's supposed to be.
Newsflash. No matter who gets voted in, they don't really have as much power as we think, dude,
no,
I feel like.
Nowhere
you
near.
You know what I mean?
We call us conspiracy theorists, whatever. They don't make the calls. They don't control everything. They're just a puppet. They're just the face of it. They're the face of everything.
Right.
That's it. That's all it is.
Right.
It's crazy, dude. It's crazy. And that's why I despise politics. Like,
right.
I like sports. Sorry. You want to talk politics? No, thanks.
Right. And it's kind of fucked up how they just threw her in there. It's like, say you you weren't mentally fit to do the podcast anymore. And now we just throw your wife in. No, I'd go look for somebody else I want to be on the podcast with. I'm not going to have Hannah on. You know what I mean?
What would be going on right now if it was Kamala Harris versus Mitt Romney? Would it be a whole different ball game, you think?
Oh, I think it would be way different.
Way different.
I think it would be way different. I mean, at the end of the day, people hated Joe Biden. People hated Trump. People hated Clinton. People hated freaking Bush, people, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But it's like not to this extent.
Nowhere near.
It's so crazy.
I was saying the other day, I was like, did you ever, people talking about the debate, I said, did you ever watch the 2012 debate, which was popping up, going viral over the internet recently, of Obama and Mitt Romney? And they both walk out on stage smiling, they shake each other's hand, and like,
right.
They're like, he's a great man. I just don't agree with his views.
Yeah, I posted it. And I posted that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Isn't that like
former debates with presidents? Yeah.
And it was so normal. Now it's like, it's gotten so bad that they can't have fans there because they're afraid the fans are going to root on for one side.
And I think some of that response, some of the reason for that falls on Trump.
Because
he's wild. He's the first person that's like not a politician to be like, I'm going to run for president.
You know what I mean? Yes.
So he's kind of unorthodox in his debate styles and how he attacks people. So some of that's his fault. You know what I mean? If he doesn't win, he could have a future in stand-up comedy.
Oh
my God, he could be a stand-up comedian.
Some of the things he says, man. Some of the things he says.
But I just, I feel weird that I'm afraid to say that I can't stand Kamala Harris. You know what I mean? But that doesn't mean
that I'm like, got
a bumper sticker on my car that says, you know what I mean? Bad. Trump's a man. You know what I mean? I don't have a red hat. Like, just chill. I'm just saying. Like, there's got to be people out there that are Democrats that can't stand Trump that also cannot stand Kamala Harris. But they're kind of just like, oh, fuck it. There has to be.
But it's one of those things where it's like, I personally, how I see it is like, where we live. We live in Massachusetts. You know what our state's going to be every single year. So if you're complaining about that, move to a swing state. See, make a difference. You want your vote to make a difference, move to a swing state. Move there.
I love how we like preface this conversation where it was like, we shouldn't get into it. I don't really want to touch the subject, but
now we're deep.
I just need to get this off my chest, dude, because it's fucking,
Should we go back to routines? How's your routine? You said you like your new routine now?
Yeah, dude. Like, it's made a big difference in my life, and I'm only 17 days in, dude. And you would think to yourself, like I even said it in a lot of the videos. I used to drive by people walking and be like, what the fuck is that
what
even
you doing?
And now I get it, dude. Now I drive and I see people walking, and I'm like, fuck yeah. Let's go, dude. keep walking.
My
bro.
Parents take walks in matching sweatshirts in the fall.
That's adorable.
Oh my gosh.
I saw a picture of you and your father. I don't know. You must have posted it the other day. You guys are watching TV or something. You both have your mouth open, making the same face.
Catching flies.
Yeah. You're both catching flies. I was like, they're twins, dude.
Did you see the song I put on there, too?
No, I didn't.
Stunting like my daddy.
Oh, you're the fucking biggest cornball I've ever met in my life. That's why you're here. That's why you're here, dude.
But like I was with routines, my whole routine has changed since school started, man. My daughter's at preschool. My son's at kindergarten. My wife now works every morning, pretty much Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever.
Monday? What day does that come after? I've never heard of it. Is that the eighth day? Monday? Is that in between Monday and Wednesday, but it's not Tuesday?
Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mm-hmm. I have to bring my daughter to school. She can't go to school till 8:40. Mind you, I have to get my kid on the bus at 8:05. About 12 to 13 minutes.
I'm on the edge of my fucking seat right now.
But let me just say what I have to do.
Go ahead.
Let me continue with
I'm
what
I'm just messing with you, buddy.
What my routine is now. I wake up every morning, have to make both my kids' lunches. Now I'm viewing this as all right.
Wait, did you brush your teeth yet? How detailed are we getting here?
This is
all right, so you make your kids' lunches.
I haven't even brushed my teeth yet. Crack ass of dawn. Like 6:30 like this.
I feel like you're the type of guy you brush like every other day.
No, I'm a...
You brush every day?
Routine.
You definitely don't shower every day.
Every single day.
There's no way.
Every single day. I promise. Right. I promise. Every single day. It's routine. Wow. It's come down to a routine.
Because I feel like people that drink soda for breakfast, there's no way that they shower every day. You don't give a fuck about your body.
You're a bi-weekly shower. But no. So it's part of the routine where I have to make their lunches. Now I'm looking at their lunches going, okay, what's going to make them the cool kid? They're going to get some gushers. They're going to get the good stuff. You know what I mean? So I make their lunches. And then after that, I got to pick out their outfits. So I got his outfit and her outfit. My kids look fresh every day. Then I got to get myself in the shower. Then the kids in the shower / tub, get them out all ready to go. That's by 8:04, him to the bus. The bus has been driving down the street where I'm getting in the car to go to the stop. I'm like, get in the car. Like it's a long morning. And that's just before it was literally roll out of bed, have a quick bite to eat, jump in the shower, brush my teeth, do my hair and be out.
Yeah. So like, what did so you're telling me the story? What did you think was gonna happen when you had children? That you just like open the door to their room at like 7 years old? All right, get yourself dressed, make yourself breakfast, and fucking figure it out.
No, I didn't expect that
stuff that you need to do when you have kids.
I didn't expect that, but it was like, dude, there's a lot, and it's one of those things where you're thinking, you're like, like you said, there's laziness and half-assedness. This is shit I can't half-ass.
Right.
I'm not trying to throw them to clothes and something like that because everyone knows you got ridiculed in school for not looking right or something like that. I'm not fucking kidding. You know what I mean? So I got to make sure that doesn't happen to them. So I'm doing everything perfect every morning. It's like, wow, I'm really, I actually feel proud of myself. I'm putting really hard effort into this.
Yeah. And I mean, also at the same time, it's like when you're concentrated on multiple tasks to start your day and you can kind of build off that where it's like, I'm getting stuff done. It's, even though it's like mundane and it's simple as like making a kid's lunch, but it's, you're still kind of doing something and then you carry that, you know what I mean? Like that's what I found is like, I need to like always be doing something. I used to take a lot of naps and now what I do, since I started this walking thing, is like, if I feel like in the middle of the day, I feel kind of sleepy and I'm going to nap, I just do another walk.
Oh, good for you.
They say if you feel tired and you have a lack of energy, you need to move your body.
Yeah. Do something.
And it's funny now too. It's like the phones know.
Oh.
The phones know that I'm on this new mental health kick because now instead of just like, you know what I mean, like basketball highlights and titties bouncing, it's I'm getting like mental health videos all the time. And I get a lot of them on ADHD because that's what I struggle with wicked bad. And like the videos are so spot on with like exactly how I'm feeling and exactly what I'm going through. And it's actually helping me, but it's just so weird how like the phone just knows, dude.
Yeah. So do you think you have ADHD or ADD?
Oh, I got diagnosed when I was a teenager. ADHD, 100%. Yeah. Like I'm
hyperactive.
It's not even like a question, dude.
You think I have ADHD?
I don't know. I don't really know your day to days. I don't think so. I think you're way too happy-go-lucky to have ADHD. Because if you have ADHD, your life becomes... If you don't take steps to combat it,
yeah.
your life becomes super unmanageable, where it's like almost impossible to be like completely happy all the time. And you seem to be like at the jolliest person I've ever met in my life. I don't think so.
Well, ADHD is attention deficit hyperactive disorder.
Okay.
I'd say I'm pretty hyperactive.
Yeah, but just because you have a hyperactive personality doesn't mean that like you have ADHD.
I have trouble focusing.
Do you ever start a task and have a difficult time finishing it?
Every task in my life.
Okay, so that's definitely a big symptom.
That's one.
Yeah. You know, I would like do it on like an extreme level where I would like throw in a load of laundry in the wash, and by the time the wash is done, like. It's a struggle to get back over there and put it in the dryer. See, no, it's something so simple.
The difference for me is it wouldn't be a struggle for me to go over and do that. I'd forget about it.
Mm.
It would be, I'd have no idea. And then I'd be like, a day later, I'd go, get up ready for work. I'm like, oh crap, my clothes are still in the washer.
Right.
Fuck. That's what mine is.
And
my, back in the day, pretty much when I was getting my license, my parents said, we're not putting him behind the wheel unless he's on something.
Right,
you can't focus for 2 seconds.
So they gave you, you got diagnosed with ADHD or ADD?
ADHD.
Okay.
They gave me Concerta, the whole nine.
And, right.
And I was like, I hate this stuff. And now, should I do it now to maybe improve my life and get more things done? Of course. But I just don't want to rely on a drug every day to get me through every day.
Yeah, it's tough, dude. I mean,
I can't. You know,
it's one of those things where, I've tried the medication route, and the one thing that I hate about it is that experimental phase in the beginning.
Yeah.
Because one, they can't give you the dose that might suit you off the bat. They got to start you at the lowest in case you take it and all of a sudden your feet explode or fuck, you know what I mean? You have a heart attack or you start to have like crazy symptoms. They have to gradually get you to that dose, and like you got to find which dose it is. And then then you start to bring another medication into the mix on top of that medication. Then you need a medication to fall asleep at night. It's like that whole experimental phase is always what turned me off from it. That way of thinking.
But other than that, I haven't seen you in a while, man. I really haven't.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I've been kind of just really focused on like.
Good. Yeah.
I really feel like I'm turning the corner. And I'm excited about it. It feels really good. I finally feel like optimistic and hopeful. You know, I'm excited to see where it takes me, dude. You know, I really feel like, you know, if I can get over this one last big hump, like I'm fucking destined for greatness, dude. I really feel like that.
Good, man. I love that.
Yeah.
That's happy first day of fall, by the way.
Is that today?
That's today.
I like fall.
Growing up, I hated it because it was back to school and all that stuff.
Right.
But as an adult, I'm like, I got to work no matter what season it is.
Well, I feel like as an adult with kids, fall's the best because it's like kids are back in school. You know what I mean? You don't have to worry about fucking camps and drop-offs and pickups and, you know, getting the grandparents involved to watch. You know what I mean? But
I love fall.
The only thing I don't like about fall, it's like winter's coming. You know what I mean?
It starts getting gray.
I am going to excuse my French for any people that don't like aggressive language. I encourage you to turn down your volume. But I'm going to give you a warning now. If you don't like aggressive language, again, I repeat, turn the volume down. But I am going to fuck winter in its ass this year.
Good.
Because last year, winter fucked me in mine. Yeah. And this year, it's my turn to be the top, dude. It's fucking my turn.
Get it.
I'm not letting winter bring me down this year, dude. I'm not letting it fucking fuck me up. It fucked me up so bad last year, dude. It's not happening this year.
It's so depressing when you look out. None of the trees have leaves on them. They all look like veins on lungs, just upside down and gross.
I mean, for me, with struggling with seasonal depression, I don't give a fuck what the trees look like, dude.
I do.
Like, the aesthetic of it, it bothers me. It's just that the freezing weather, because like being outside, I've noticed on these walks, dude, like if I do an early morning walk, that first sunrise that comes up, and you got the fresh air and the leaves, and it's like being outside, it does something to you.
It does.
You know what I mean? And it's like, I can't even, in the wintertime, it gets really, you know, you're not outside, but guess what? I'm going to have a whole freaking snowsuit on, still going for my walks, dude. I'll get the hand warmers. I don't care. Guaranteed to slip on ice. I don't care. I don't care if the sidewalk's on. I'll get fucking snowshoes, dude. Or I'll drive to the mall and go walk with the elderly people before the mall opens. You know what I mean? But it's not going to stop me from walking outside.
Hey, your birthday's coming up. I think a good L.L. Bean gift card for any listeners, L.L. Bean gift card would be great for you.
Yeah, I don't want to. I'm trying to. I feel like I'm at the age now where, like, I don't even want to think about birthdays. I'm not even going to celebrate them. And I know there's, you know, I'm turning 35, and I know there's people probably listening that are, like, in their 40s, 50s, 60s that are, like, rolling their eyes right now. But, like, listen, I've lived the lives of a thousand men. A lot's happened in these 35 years. I don't feel 35. You know what I mean?
So do you think you're aging like wine or like milk or somewhere in between?
I don't, like, as far as my looks or my health?
Both.
If I continued on the path that I was on, like, I didn't have much longer to go, dude. Yeah. Like, I'd probably be at the equivalent of, like, a 73-year-old man. But, like, now that, like, I'm trying to, like, really be mindful of, like, what I put into my body and staying active. And because, like, you know, I notice that sort of stuff also helps mental health too. And I need to throw everything I can at it, dude.
Yeah.
Every little thing that can help, I need to throw it at it. Cause I'm, like I said, I'm done, dude. We're not doing this anymore.
I'd go on a walk with you. I'll go for a walk.
Yeah. I mean, I had my father come on a walk and, you know, cause he lives right next door to me.
Yeah.
And then my mother got so jealous because she's like, he did the freaking podcast with you. Okay, I want to go on a walk. I want to be in a walking video, but she lives an hour away. So she literally drove to meet me all dolled up. She's so cute.
I know, she's awesome.
Yeah, she loved it. We had a good walk.
My wife saw her today.
Me and my mom went walk?
No, saw your mother today.
Oh, really? At Dean's?
Every time she walks into Dean's, my wife goes, hi, Kathy.
She
goes, hey, how's it going? She goes, Packy's going to see Anthony Tad. She goes, oh, my gosh, the podcast?
Right.
She goes, yeah.
I'm so envious of people that are like that social. You know what I mean?
I love it.
I used to be like that.
I love it.
I know you do.
I go into Dean's alone, I see people I know. I'm like, hey, how's it going, man?
You're the type of guy that knows
the town.
Everybody in your town.
I love it.
You know all the gossip. You got all the juice.
Well, that's all from the Facebook groups I used to love.
I got to get back on that. I got to start doing that type of content again. People really loved it, dude.
I love the Facebook groups.
Yeah, you know, I think I went away from it because they were like, it was a lot of me just like reading it.
Yeah.
And like, I have a good narration voice, so people liked it. You know what I mean? You know, the way I like emphasize words and change my tone of voice and stuff like that. But I feel like I couldn't bring, like, I had a tough time, like, bringing my own humor into it.
You were just reading.
I wanted to do content where I could, like, crack jokes and bring my, you know, my humor into it. And with the town Facebook groups, some of the times it'd just be me reading the dialogue between the people bitching at each other. And it's like, what am I adding to this? You know what I mean? Otherwise, I could just sit back and, like, read mean tweets and what, you know what I mean? It's like, I want to bring something to the table. But I should definitely still keep my eye out for ones where I can add something to it and, you know, do the narration.
Because especially the local towns, those things go off sometimes.
Yeah, dude.
They go off.
I mean, when I first started doing it, dude, like the first couple that exploded, I mean, CBS came knocking. I was on the morning news.
Yeah.
I was in like newspapers and shit.
Hot 96.9, right?
Yeah, no, that was Kiss 108.
Kiss 108, that's
Billy,
what it is.
Billy and Lisa in the Morning brought me on to talk about it. And then like, people were telling me because I started off doing like the just Massachusetts ones. And then the smartest thing I ever did in my life was I encouraged people to send me content. And so I was getting town Facebook groups from like Tallahassee, from everywhere. And, you know, somebody, I did one in a medium sized town in Arizona. I forget I think it was Little Rock, Arkansas.
Yeah, Little Rock, Arkansas.
And I forget what the story was. It was like drama between like a husband and a wife. There was like a cheating scandal or something. And I delved into the Facebook you know, drama about it. And somebody reached out and said, everybody in town is talking about it. Everybody in town. So it's like, here I am from Massachusetts, like, and now everybody in Little Rock, Arkansas is talking about a video that I made. So it's like, oh, I struck gold with this, dude.
I think the best one ever was the Marie Callender's. I don't know what that was on. I don't know if that was a Facebook group or what.
Well, that was on, I think that was on the Marie Callender's Facebook page.
Was it?
Where like a lady burnt her pie and blamed the Marie Callender. And it's like, you know what I mean? I crashed my car into a tree and I blame Jeep. You know what I mean? That's not how it works, lady. You know what I mean?
So funny. Yeah. That was one of my favorite
ones. Like I get a grass stain on my Air Forces and I fucking yell at Nike on Twitter. Like, that's not how it works, Linda. My favorite one, and I repost it all the time, is the Dreamcatchers one.
Oh, yeah.
Where the lady just wasn't making sense. Like, it was her first day trying to type on the internet. Yeah. She's trying to buy dream catchers, and the guy somehow was able to decipher what she was saying. That one I loved because as I was making it, I was in tears, dude. One thing about the mental health walks, I don't mean to keep fucking touching on it, but I can't believe the size of the impact it's making in other areas of my life, because it's something that's so simple, dude. Is that I can feel it when I'm making the content. Like before, it was like, I gotta keep this fucking train on the tracks, dude. I'm fucking miserable. And then, sorry for all the F-bombs people out there that are sensitive to that. I apologize. It's an East Coast thing.
Yep.
But, you know, I would be like, oh, shit, I gotta make a video, and almost dread it like it was a chore. And then I'm not even like, you know, I'm making it and I'm like, you know, trying to like, be funny and like, you know what I mean? I can turn it on for a minute and 30 seconds, you know? But I wasn't enjoying it. And then after I was done and posted it, I would just sit back and freaking go back to where I was, how I was feeling. But I can already feel it again. Like I've been, you know, making videos like that I do online, and like I'm laughing, you know what I mean? Like I can feel, you know, my true self coming back, you know?
I was here. I've been here before after this. I remember this one week, it was like probably 2 months ago, this whole thing wrapped up. They left me and you were chilling here. I think it was during the playoff basketball. And you were like, I need to make a quick video, but real quick, can you just be quiet? I said, yeah, no problem. And you did your video, you're like, and you did your voice. And then right when you had cut, it was just straight face. Then you went to the next thing. It was like, cut.
Oh, yeah, that's one thing about having a sense of humor.
You just seemed so miserable doing it. I was like, you're doing this to make hundreds of thousands of people laugh.
Right.
And you're sitting here miserable making them.
Yeah.
So I was like, what is going on? Something hard to fathom. I was driving home like, why would he do that to himself?
Well, I think that's like, and I know everybody always goes to like Robin Williams, like rest in peace.
Of course.
Like, I mean, remember Flubba, dude?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Patch Adams. What's the one where he's like a big ass kid? He's like a full grown man.
Jumanji?
No. He's a... What is it?
Big.
No, that's Tom Hanks. Robin Jack. Williams. Jack, dude.
Okay.
He just grows up into a full-grown man, but he's really still only like 8.
Yes.
I loved that movie, dude. But he was incredible, and it's like one of the like Mount Rushmore comedy and killed himself.
Yeah.
If that's not like a perfect example, like the most extreme example of like, you know, funny people are the ones that tend to have like the most skeletons in their closet, you know?
Use comedy to
like
master
some of the worst days of my life, dude. I remember like cracking jokes and trying to make people laugh to kind of help myself get through it. It's a coping mechanism. It's a way to deflect. When I'd be in those modes of being depressed, it's like, I need to be around people. But the devil on my shoulder, the part of that disease that wants me to stay sick, would like tell myself to push people away. You know what I mean? Push everybody away, ignore everyone, isolate, be alone. And it's weird because isolation turns into this like sense of comfort, but it's so bad for you. I mean, drinking soda, it's comforting, you love it. Eating unhealthy, and it's definitely one of my vices. Same thing with you know, isolating, and when it comes to like depression or whatever you're struggling with, mental health, and you know, I'd push people away. Where was I going with that? What were we talking about?
Talking about Rob Williams.
Oh, yeah. But then I went somewhere else with it. Lost a train of thought, dude.
I've been lost like 20 minutes. I'm just kidding.
Was it pushing people away? People listening right now are yelling into their speaker. They're like, no, you were just talking about... But pushing people away, staying sick, pain, masking.
We're talking about Robin Williams, and all I remember is Robin Williams, and you're going somewhere with Robin Williams, where that's not the prime example for someone who's in comedy. We're talking about the Facebook group chats.
Yes. No, you're going too far back. Now you're fucking me up. Shut up. You're fucking me up now. You're making it worse, dude. I'll never remember if you keep going at that rate. You would get it. If I let you keep going, we would have been back to sodas for breakfast, dude. Oh, I got this, dude. Hold on. Come on, dude. Who's in charge? I'm in charge. What was I saying, dude? Mental health, pushing people away. I'm never going to get it. And when I'm taking notes later to make fucking clips and shit, I'm going to be like, oh, dude, that's what it was, bro. Maybe it'll come. You ever try to think of like a movie? Oh, what's a movie? Who is acting in that movie? Blah, blah, blah. And then it comes to you like 3 days later.
Jack?
I hate you. Oh.
We were talking about that.
Because we've been getting a lot of listeners on the podcast. And you know what I was just thinking when you were laughing? It's like, there's got to be at least like 7 to 12 people that when you laugh, it goes right through them.
Oh, and it burns in their ears. And it burns in their ears.
Yeah. They're probably like, stop giggling, dude.
You don't think when I'm listening back, I'm going like this? Like every time I laugh, I'm like, ugh.
I can't listen to myself, dude. That's why I struggle with the clips and the notes. Like if I'm ever chilling with somebody and they start like, oh, this is my favorite video of yours, and they start playing it, I gotta go in the other room. I'm like, play that on your own time, dude.
But the crazy part is I hear my voice on a recording, I'm like, I don't sound like that. But everyone in the world goes, yeah, that's your voice. Like when I hear your voice recorded, that's how your voice is normally.
Right.
But it's weird how we don't hear our voices the way that they actually sound, which is.
Yeah, mine's weird because I change my voice.
You have so many tones of voice.
So many different tones, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. I could do my normal voice. You know, I talk like
that's
this.
That's not your normal voice.
And, you know, kind of like a white Barry White where, you know, it's soothing. You know, it gains your attention, but at the same time makes you sleepy. You know what I mean? That's my normal everyday voice. But it wouldn't translate well for the podcast, dude. I got to friggin' hype it up a little bit. You know what I mean? But anyways. Jack, Robin Williams, mental health, pushing people away.
I said the story of
isolation. It's comforting. Shut up, Packy. You're ruining it. Isolation is comforting. It's like an anxiety blanket. Come on, dude. I'm never gonna get it back, dude.
All right,
we gotta just move on.
Can I just say what I said?
Say whatever you
remember
want.
Remember when
dude.
I said I was sitting here and you would go, ha ha, and then ha ha, and do your little posts?
Yes.
And I said,
okay.
How do you do that to yourself? That's miserable.
Okay, hold on. You might be onto something. I do that, miserable, and then I turn it on. And I can feel now when I make videos, I'm happy. No, that was way before, dude. You're not helping, dude. I don't know if this is what I forgot to say. I don't really think it is. And it's going to fucking drive me nuts, but it is what it is. Sometimes we lose train of thought. But I will say that wherever I was going to go with that was going to be fucking wicked profound, dude. And I was on to something.
I believe it.
And, like, the direction I was going to take it and how I was going to make all that come together would have been, like, a fucking thing of magic. But I guess it just wasn't meant to be.
It's not.
But I definitely want to say, like, you know, I can already feel it just on this episode where some of the episodes I listen back to, it's like I can tell I'm miserable. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it's like I'm trying to like just put on a show. But like even some of the audience, like listeners, are probably like, Anthony was kind of a dick today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even this episode with like how I've been feeling lately, I can feel it in the episode that I'm kind of just like, let's just.
Yeah.
Less uptight, you know what I mean?
I can.
But what did you want to show me?
Oh, I just had something for you.
Let me see.
At the end of the episode. Well.
At the end of the episode?
Well, at the end, not the end, but whatever. You're getting kind of famous now, so I figured, could you sign this for me?
Oh my God, dude. I thought I scrubbed this from the internet, dude.
Can you sign it for me?
Listen. I will say this. I have a lot of friends that are in the gay community.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of followers that are in the gay community. And I respect and love the people in the gay community. With all my heart, I love them. All right, they're some of the funniest people on earth.
Of course.
But this pic, I look kind of gay in this picture, dude. I look kind of gay in this picture. Did I have a... What is that, dude?
I know.
Is that a goatee?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's my senior year in high school. I'll sign it for you, dude.
All right, my man.
Might be worth something someday.
That's why I want it. And look at the tag on the shirt. You know it's some fire shirt, too. It's a dope signature. Go.
Thanks, buddy. Been working on it my whole life. Look at that hairline, though, dude. Look at that perfect hairline. If I could just bring that back. Ooh.
It's a crispy lineup. I saw it. I was like,
oh, my God. If I could bring that back, I'd have a chance with freaking Salma Hayek, dude. That hairline. Look at just a regular size forehead, dude.
Looks great. It
instead
looks
great. Of a 20 forehead.
It looks great. Oh. I saw that picture. I said, oh, it's so funny.
Have you seen that picture that I have on Facebook of me projectile vomiting?
No.
And putting out a bun? I'll show you. I'll show you after this. Can we get that out of my sight, though? Just keep it, dude.
It's going to be safe for later.
Speaking of, you know, the people that I love in the gay community, I want to talk about someone that I'm not a fan of in the gay community. Is P. Diddy. Can we bring that up? Can we bring that up?
Yeah, here? You can bring that up for sure.
That laugh you just did right there, can I just tell you? That laugh right there, and I don't know if there's anybody listening, like, I'm not going to be able to hear your reaction if you agree or disagree, but that laugh right there that you just did went up my ass sideways to the point where I could kind of feel it in my throat a little bit. It went so far up my ass that I could, like, the bottom of my throat is a little itchy. Anyways, P. Diddy, dude, kind of crazy.
Insane.
1,000 bottles of lube, dude. Do you know how much lube, like, you've ever used lube?
No.
You've never used lube?
All right. I have on a handful of times, nothing crazy.
All right, so I've used lube.
Okay.
There's a lube trick that I do with condoms.
Okay.
Right? Mom, if you're listening, can you just stop listening for a second? Mom, can you just fast forward for about 45 seconds to a minute and a half? This is solely for my mom. I'll give you a minute, Mom. Just fast forward, okay? All right. So I do this trick, right, where I used to hate condoms, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like freaking showering fully clothed, dude. It's like, you know what I mean? Some of the coolest thing, like one of the best things we get to do as human beings is fuck. You know what I mean? And then it just gets ruined because you got to put a jacket on your penis. You know what I mean? But I found a trick that if you put lube in the condom or lube on your papiche and then you put the condom on over it, it makes it much better, dude. Yeah, so I'm well-versed in lube. I've used lube on many occasions. And when I tell you that, like, one dot of lube is enough to, like, you know what I mean, like, power up a slip and slide here. Like, it's a one dot of lube. Like, it's so concentrated, it does the trick. One little dot. 1,000 bottles, dude, is so much lube. And then I don't want to get the number wrong, but it's like 741 dildos.
And then guns and everything. There's a lot of stuff that was found.
The guns, okay, dude. All right, but, like, if you had 700 guns, it would be less shocking than 700 dildos, dude.
Yes.
What do you even... You can't use those all at once. Like, we only have a couple holes, dude.
Well, you saw there's things going viral now about previous interviews of people like Conan O'Brien and David Letterman when he was on back then, when they'd call him his legendary freak-offs.
Oh, yeah.
And back then, it was just a joke.
Well, I mean, so this is my thing. It's like, if you're a celebrity, right, and you got all the money in the world to the point where, like, a normal vacation isn't going to get your rocks off anymore because you can just fuck off and do whatever you want. You know, money's just...
You live in a vacation, yeah. More or less.
You know, you get to a point where you start to have, like, crazy sex escapades, yes, right? Which, if they were just crazy sex escapades, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Like, freak off all you want. Massive celebrity orgies, and you got all, you know, all sorts of shit. Like, it's Roman times, and there's crazy stuff going on. Sure, there's nothing wrong with that. But it's the like prostitution and the underage rumors and the kind of some people were like forced to do it and drugged. That's where it gets like, okay, that's wrong, you know? So how much of that is true? Was he just like freaky and like swung both ways and like to have crazy orgies and like closeted sex with men? Like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Why would he go to jail for that? But it's all the other shit, the racketeering, and then...
If you bring underage in there, which they're supposedly bringing in now.
Yeah, I mean, so I saw an old interview of Usher. I guess Usher's, like, parents or, like, mother sent him to go live with Diddy when he was, like, 13. And Usher's on an interview talking about, like, Diddy bringing him to the clubs and, you know, he saw some crazy stuff and shit like that. It's
Justin,
like,
yeah, Bieber?
You bring it to... Oh, God, do you know how many, like, more will be revealed, dude?
A lot will be
more
revealed.
More will be revealed.
Justin Bieber was hanging out there. Remember the whole, like, the weird video they had with him? It was like, 48 hours, it's me and him, 48 hours. And there was a video of Diddy and Justin Bieber. And then, like, you see the turn that Justin Bieber's life made.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than your body. I don't know, dude. But, like, it could be. I wouldn't be surprised if it was the same shit happened with the Epstein shit. It's like, oh, did he hung himself with a toothpick? You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Dude. It's something real crazy. And that's where how much of the real facts are actually going to come out? Probably not all of them. There's going to be some deep shit.
Well, see, here's the thing. I feel like Epstein, right, was more so like politicians and, you know what I mean?
Yep.
People that have pull within the courts and judges. And do you think they give a fuck if Jay-Z and Beyonce go down in this? No, dude. No,
but
you
he has his hands in the NFL, one of the biggest profitable things.
Right. I'm sure there's some people that will skate by, go under the radar, be able to get their names taken out of it, but there's definitely going to be a couple people.
Word
that
on the street is Diddy and Beyonce are next, dude.
Jay-Z and Beyonce, you mean?
Excuse me, Jay-Z and Beyonce are next, supposedly. And it's like, I heard they're into sick shit too. But I heard they were all down with Epstein Island too. So it's like, Will Smith has been to Epstein Island 10 times.
Interesting stuff.
It's
interesting stuff.
That's the crazy shit we've talked about before with once you're a celebrity and you have all that, like you said, all that money and you get bored of things, let's start doing crazy shit to get the adrenaline going.
Right.
You know what
and
I mean?
You keep drawing lines in the sand, and then before you know
you're crossing them again.
Yeah, banging Justin Bieber when he's 14. Yeah, it's crazy.
Dude, it's but like it's sick shit though. It's real sick shit. And I mean, as a normal person, but as any person, you'd think it would be like, yo, that's sickening. The shit that's supposedly coming out that he's doing. Like there was stuff like when they raided his house in Miami, there were chambers under the floor. Where people
I saw like an old clip of his son that when he was like he was on like they had like an indoor basketball court, like a sick basketball court, and there was just like giant king size beds on the sides of the basketball court. What do you need a bed for in a basketball court?
There's always pictures. Dude. There's always pictures of Diddy with people in bed. Always. Remember the picture of Jay and Aaliyah? That picture just went viral recently. Yeah, him and Aaliyah.
Yeah. Like, yo, what she were was they? Like 20 at the time, then she died a year later.
What are they getting down with?
She was the best. Remember that movie, Romeo Must Die?
Of course.
Oh, one of my favorites, dude.
She was awesome. And then
Anthony Anderson was in that?
Yeah.
Follows me on Instagram.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I just, about 2 weeks ago, so one of my best friends,
I got so excited when I saw it.
You should.
I said something to him too, like such an idiot, dude. Usually when celebrities follow me, like I keep it cool. But when it's somebody that like I grew up on like that, I like can't help myself but say something. And I said something about Romeo Must Die, about like how Jet Li kicked his ass or something like that. And he responded, but it was kind of like, yeah, that was me, dude. Like made me feel like such an idiot.
Yeah, so I'm thinking of a different
movie. Romeo Must Die, Jet Li, and Aaliyah.
So I'm thinking of, I was totally thinking of Jet Li.
Steven Seagal?
Anthony Anderson. No, I was thinking of
DMX?
Cradle of the Grave.
DMX.
Yeah, Cradle of
that's
the Grave.
That's Steven Seagal.
Okay, so that's Cradle of the Grave, right? It's not.
Yeah, that's Jet Li's not in it, I don't think.
Jet Li's in Cradle of the Grave.
Oh, is he a bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
the Black Diamonds.
Yes, yes, yes. It's when Anthony Anderson drives like the yellow Hummer and then Jet Li like chains him to it or some shit like that. Yeah.
They're in the dealership and they're like, they go in there and the dude's like, hey, brother, get out of that car.
DMX was the best, dude.
Oh, the man.
Did you ever, like, I grew up listening to his
music. Of
course,
we all did.
Nothing gets you more fired up. And I remember every album had a prayer.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like...
Yep.
I was never really a religious person, but like the prayer came on and I still listened, dude, and would get like chills.
You ever seen the video of him performing at Woodstock?
Because he would be like, dear Lord, I thank you for the day that you gave me. And I know sometimes I make mistakes, B, but at the end of the day, I know that you'll forgive me. Cause I am down.
You know what I mean? Dude, yeah. It was the best. Do you ever seen him? You ever seen the video of him perform at Woodstock 99 where it looks like he's performing in front of the whole world?
Yeah. No, people have talked about like having to go up on stage after him.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Cause he comes out and he's just like, and the crowd goes crazy.
You've seen the documentary on Woodstock 99?
No.
So he wasn't showing it, which is wild. I don't know why they didn't. But Woodstock 99 was in New York. They're trying to redo Woodstock in 99 and they ran out of water. And all the shit. And it was something crazy that happened. And like people were driving cars through the crowds. And like it was something crazy when Limp Bizkit came on. And they're like, fuck shit up. And they started breaking down towers. Insane.
Were they playing Nookie? That's the song I know.
It all for the Nookie.
Is Nookie though?
I don't know.
What were they doing it all for? Is that like a blowjob? What's Nookie?
It's got to be like the Chewy.
Is it cocaine? Is Nookie? I did it all for the Nookie. What? So you can take that cookie.
Such white.
It's like, well, what is Nookie that makes you want to take a cookie and shove it up your ass? Is that what he said?
Something crazy.
What would make you want to take a cookie and shove it up your ass, dude? Like, what is this Nookie?
Limp Bizkit is like such white people shit when it comes to music.
Do you know what song I love? The only, like, obviously I was like a massive Eminem fan growing up. And anybody he dissed, I was like, fuck Limp Bizkit,
same clown
dude.
Posse.
Loser.
Yeah.
Right? But, this song, and I think it's a remake of another song, but like Limp Bizkit's version is my favorite. Is it goes like, nobody knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes, dude. Banger.
Limp Bizkit version?
Version,
no.
Fire. Listen to it on your way home.
I know the rolling, gotta keep rolling,
No, hold on, dude.
I know y'all be loving this shit right here. Like I said, two white people shit for me. Not a fan.
Wait for it. Banger.
Now, who sings the original?
I don't know. Let me Google it. Who sings
the original? I almost want to say
the original.
It's not the...
Is it the Beatles?
That's what I was going to say. Is it the Beatles? Especially when it says, behind blue eyes. That's where it sounds like the Beatles are crazy.
The Who.
Oh, okay.
The Who.
Another English band.
The Who.
Another English band.
I'm a little too young for The Who.
You don't know any of The Who?
No. I started like I was, you know, growing up like only rap.
Yeah.
Only rap. And then as I got older, I started to. But one thing I did see in one of my like ADHD like videos that I've been watching on the internet, that's like patterns of people that have ADHD, is we tend to listen to the same songs over and over again until we get completely tired of it and we never listen to it again.
Yep.
And then we find a new batch of songs that we listen to over and over and over again until we get tired of them. So for me, it takes me a long time to discover. You know what I mean? I'll get to The Who. I'll never forget. like going back in history and like listening to music I never listened to before. The one band that I was like, I can't believe I've lived this long without like really listening to them. The Allman Brothers.
My dad's.
Oh my goodness, dude. I gave you goosebumps.
Yeah, because my dad loves Van Morrison, Allman Brothers. So every time an Allman Brothers song comes on, I'm like at work, I'm like, oh, it's my dad's jam. Dude,
Allman Brothers. He's been to like three concerts. I went on a binge.
They're and so
was
good.
Just like, I made a video. This was like before I was doing the internet really? Stuff. It was just like a Snapchat
They're
rant.
They're so good.
Where I was like, how come nobody told me about the Allman Brothers? And I always thought it was Almond, like the nut.
Yeah, no.
But it's Allman.
Gregory Allman.
Yeah, dude. Great music.
That's my dad's been to three of their concerts. I know he has a T-shirt that I almost stole because the name of the album was the something peach, like the giant peach, and the shirt on the front said the Allman Brothers right here on the back of the giant peach on it. And I was like, oh, I gotta steal this shirt, but I was like, I know he loves this.
Are
shirt.
You a fan of concerts?
No, hate him.
I don't
him.
Get the appeal, dude.
And you know what I hate more than that is when people record videos at concerts.
Oh, they it's like a 14-minute, like, just enjoy. You know what I mean? We don't need to. Just a snippet's fine. Just like we saw that you were there, maybe your favorite, you know, couple. Yeah. You know what I mean? But, like, you don't need to do multiple videos of the whole concert. Yeah. Like, just enjoy it. We don't want to watch it. Yeah, we're skipping through these, by the way.
I think one of the Allman Brothers, I think one of them are heroin guys. I really think one of them are heroin guys.
Nice. but I never got the appeal for live concerts. Never got the appeal because it's like I'd get so much more out of like clearly being able to hear the song like alone listening to it in my car. Just like friends in the car, you know what I mean? Or even at like a bar or a restaurant, you know what I mean? Where, you know, it's not like a sea of people, you know what I mean? Maybe it's my anxiety, but I really want to see Dermot Kennedy live.
Okay.
Like people that can actually sing, that's a different story. Like rappers?
Yeah.
No, I've thanks. Been to Summer Jam. No, I've been to Monster Jam. Yeah. They're fucking horrible in concert. I don't care. Like a Travis Scott concert, I would rather put my balls in a rat trap than go to a Travis Scott concert. But like people that can actually sing, that have a voice that don't need, you know what I mean? Like they're talented musically, like they don't need like all this extra shit. Dermot Kennedy, like he's out of Ireland.
Adele too.
Oh my God, I would definitely go. Like when she was doing a residency in Vegas, I would have definitely went, dude.
Oh.
I remember where I was when I first heard Rolling in the Deep, dude. Like 9/11, bro. There's a fire burning Rolling in my heart. She, like I remember Sam Smith came out like right around the same time, and I was like, England's got some fucking people with pipes, dude. Why do there's no Americans that sing like that anymore?
Mind you, the Beatles
back
and the
in
Who
the day
huge.
We had them,
yes, the
like,
Beatles,
like Whitney Houston, probably the greatest singer of all time, but like Dermot Kennedy, Ireland, fucking Adele, England. Sam Smith, Maz. England, you know what I mean? But like, dude, I remember where I was. Like, your emotions are like on
through
overdrive.
The roof.
So I'm in the shower, like, who is this angel coming through the speakers right now?
We were at the same time. That was 2015.
Yeah, so that's
Sam
what it was.
Smith.
Yeah,
I first heard Sam Smith. Take me to church. Fire.
Nope. That's not Sam Smith. That's Hozier.
What?
Hozier is Take Me to Church.
Okay, well, around
Take
that.
Me to Church.
Yes.
Into the light. That's
was,
not Sam
what
Smith.
What was Sam Smith's first song?
Let me Google it because I'm going to get it wrong. He has so many bangers.
Yeah, but his OG.
First hit.
Well, Take Me to Church is when I was in rehab around the same time as you. You left Katamit when I got into Katamit. Or vice versa. I left Katamit when you got in.
What was Sam, there's people shouting at their speakers right now. Sam Smith's first hit. Latch? No. Lay Me Down.
Won't you lay with me? Yes. Cause you're all I need.
Yes.
We gotta do that.
You know who like is the most recent version of that? But he kind of like fell off a little bit. Louis Capaldi.
Yep.
Oh my
Absolutely.
God!
Absolutely.
What's the one he did? Can we think of the songs, dude? What's some like his first hit? Louis Capaldi's.
Look it up.
Fuck! I gotta look everything up, dude. I don't have a good memory. I think I have early onset. Louis Capaldi's. Oh, Someone You Loved. I'm going under, and this time I feel there's no one to save me.
Yeah.
I can't do that without, like, losing my voice. And the day bleeds into nighttime.
Yes.
But my favorite song of his is Bruises. Listen to Bruises, dude. That's a good song.
Who's the guy who sings, "Once I was 7 years old"?
I don't know. But I cried the first time I listened to
it. Oh, such a good song.
I'm stopping Googling shit.
Make yourself some friends so you'll be lonely. Once I was...
Ben Schuler.
Oh, that song too. You hit that song. It's like, holy crap. It's like, I'm not skipping this.
Dermot Kennedy, though, dude. He's got some bangers, dude. You know who the first... it's funny that we're talking about this. The first, like, band or person to, like, bring me out of that, like, only listen to rap and, like, reggae, hip-hop, R&B phase. The first band that did it that made me, like, all right, there's other stuff out there that can, like, move my soul, dude, is Kings of Leon.
Oh, my God,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. Like, first, they're radio bangers, yeah, but that album that they, I think it was, like, in 2008,
yeah,
that album, dude, oh, my God. What a night for a dance, you know, I'm a dancing machine with the fire in my bones and the sweet taste of kerosene. Ooh, I get lost in the night so high, I don't want to come down. That so album, dude.
For me, what it was that really got me to, like, somehow listen to other things and not just rap was, I remember, you know, it was like, probably, I didn't have kids yet. Life was a little struggling, you know? I mean, it wasn't like, my life wasn't amazing, but it wasn't awful. It was like one of those, like, blah type times. And, like, a song came on, like a Van Morrison, Allman Brothers, one of those songs.
Right.
And it just reminded me of being with my parents in the convertible as a kid, leaving the chart room. Like, life is great. It's summertime. My parents don't have work because they're teachers. We don't have school. Life is great. And I heard that and I was like, oh, yeah.
What a beautiful upbringing you had.
Oh.
So blessed.
If I could give my kids the same upbringing I had, I would do it 1,010%.
Well, you're trying your best.
Trying my best.
Trying
but that,
best.
Just hearing that, or bring back that memory of,
bring,
like,
that memory.
Not a memory. Oh, yeah. Made it feel like,
oh, poker eyes.
You know, I was going to say something too earlier about when you brought up Anthony Anderson. You know, a movie I watched, which you know a ton of lines from?
What?
Just recently, after I haven't seen it so long, I was like, I'm watching this. Malibu's Most Wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's one of my buddy Damien's favorite movies of all time. Like, he's like, favorite movie of all time.
Traffic, feeling kind of car sick, looking for my chapstick. There's a Ford Maverick. Yeah, bang. Great movie.
I like
when
he's with the doc. What does he say when he's with the doctor?
You made me lose because I was feeling the songs, and then I was going to go somewhere else with it, and I lost it again. And it's not your fault. I'm not blaming you. We were just kind of flowing there. And I lost it, dude. All right, Louis Capaldi.
Songs that made
Kings
you get
of Leon.
Songs that made you get out of...
Songs that made me get out of... Get
out of rapping.
Move out of... Oh, yeah. Got it. Yeah. I got it this time, dude.
My boy.
I got it, dude.
Yeah, my boy. My boy.
Hold on. Wait. No, I got it. Okay. I got it. Kathleen, Antonio, Mom and Dad, if you're listening, you guys did a horrible job. Now, you guys were great parents. I love you very much. Everything turned out fine. Lauren went to Harvard. Look at me. I got a podcast. Yay. You guys did great, okay? You did your best. But one thing you didn't do great at was monitoring what music I was listening to as a kid. What year did What's Your Fantasy come out by Ludacris?
What's Your Fantasy?
What's Your Fantasy? Ludacris. Are you guys ready for this? Mom and Dad, hold on. What year did that come out? 2001, 2002. What year did What's Your Fantasy come out? 1999, okay? So depending on what month it came out, I was like 9 or 10 years old. I was 10 years old. 10 years old. My son's 11. I could not imagine him listening to this. Are you ready for this, Mom and Dad? This is what you let me listen to. Now, you got to listen to this now. You're going to be uncomfortable just hearing me read these lyrics as a 35-year-old man. This is what you let me listen to when I was 10. I want to lick you from your head to your toes. I want to move from the bed down, down to the flow. Then I want to, you make it so good, I don't want to leave. But I got to know what's your fantasy, right? And then that's the chorus. And then let's get into the first verse. I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree. And if you like the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. They didn't know what the VIP was.
No, not a club.
Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it. Don't stop. Okay, Mom and Dad, are you listening? Keep the door locked. Don't knock while the boat rock. We go bots and robots, so they got to wait till the show stop. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick it up your thigh, then call me the Pac-Man. Tabletop or just give me a lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatlands. I don't know what that means either. Still at this age. That man named Ludacris. Ooh, in the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Love a lover, gonna tap that ass soon. See, I cast him, I pass him, get a tight grip, then I grasp him. I flash him, outlast him, and if it ain't good, then I trash him. That's no way to treat women. While you stash them, I let them free. And then they tell me what's their fantasy. Like, up on the roof, tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. 10 years old, Mom and Dad, you guys let me listen to that.
I was just looking up. I said, when did The Massacre drop? Because that was the first CD I ever bought. And I was in sixth grade listening to The Massacre.
Hold on. Now that I'm looking, the last verse is even worse. All right. Yeah, Kathleen, Antonio, you guys thought you were out of the woods and we were just going to move on to another subject. You're wrong. I want to get you in the back seat. Windows up. That's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up. Fog alert. Rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex. Make it hurt. In the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown. That's the way that I like it twerked. Legs jerked, overworked, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or in the shade, on the top of my Escalade. That's twice now they're doing it on top of a vehicle. Maybe a girl and my friend can trade. Tag team, off the rope. On the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on 100 spokes. What about up in the candy store? In the candy store, Ludacris, that chocolate, make it melt. Whips and chains, handcuffs, smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Now it's turning into a ditty potty. Horse back and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my brains. Wild.
Insane.
Clip that.
Insane. That was good, though. You did great.
I cannot believe they let me listen to that.
We have to do at one point a bop or flop type. You play a song, I'll tell you if I'm like, damn, bop. I remember that. I play a song from back.
Yeah, I'm just going to play all bops, dude. That's all I play is bops.
I don't think
I'm
so.
If you've ever been on a long car ride with me, anybody that's gone on a long car ride with me, they're like, you're a great DJ. I take pride in it.
I
get so mad when someone wants to make a recommendation, though.
Oh,
like when I'm the DJ.
It's insulting.
And
it's insulting.
Because I already, as a good DJ, you have the next song lined up.
Ready to go.
During the song that you're playing.
Ready to go.
And sometimes you're just going with it. Like the song you decided to play gives you inspiration. And I'll mix it up, all different genres. And then you'll get one fuckhead that tries to ruin it.
Yes.
Oh, can you play?
Little baby?
It's like,
no.
Shut up.
All right, play one bop from our childhood, you think? I'm the same
from
age.
From our childhood?
Mine, we're the same age.
I'm a little older.
Slightly.
But like one from our childhood, like a bop?
That everyone would know from our childhood.
What, that was on like kids bop or like rap?
No, rap. That you would go to, that you'd be like, you know what, this is a straight bop. And I'll tell you if I agree.
Let me see.
You thought of it, right? That it... Oh, come on now. Emma.
What's up?
What's up?
Bop. All right. Bop, dude. All I play is bop. Don't disrespect me. Have it disrespect me.
That's a bop.
You know what's great? Speaking of bops, and like I really wish that like I had the ability to think for myself as a kid instead of following the crowd. Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Nickelback, bangers, dude.
All of them.
Bangers. Everybody.
Yeah.
Rock your body.
Yeah.
Rock your body, right? And then don't back even get street, me started back on Nickelback, dude.
Oh, Nickelback had some...
Look at this photograph.
On iTunes.
Every time I do, it makes me laugh. What the hell is on Joey's head?
I don't even think that's their best song. I really don't even think
I love Far Away. Far away for far too long.
Yep. I'll forget you, or some shit like that.
No. What kind of, you think that's a lyric? No, I'll forget you. How romantic is that? I'm gonna forget you.
Something like that. I've loved you all. Right,
now you give me a bop, dude.
A bop from our childhood?
I feel like I just have it like in my bones that whatever you're gonna play, I'm gonna try to discredit it and disagree with you.
I can't.
It's just our relationship.
The problem
is. No, you gotta. You can't take too much time. I don't want you. You Googling best
pop.
That's
fine.
Starting a timer. You have 20 seconds to come up with your
20
bop.
Seconds.
Yep.
Fine. I should go to search because I don't have it on my thing.
Don't be Googling best bops of the 2000s, nope. Dude.
This is think of.
You have 9 seconds left.
Think of every school dance ever.
Do you have it?
Of course.
Oh, don't get me started with school dance, dude.
Every school dance ever, ever, ever.
That's your bop, though? That's not a bop, that's not my, dude.
I think it's a... Okay, how many pre...
Sure, it was a big radio hit, and we listened to it as kids, and we probably liked it as kids. Not a bop. That's not a bop, dude. I knew I was going to disagree with your bop. But speaking of school dances, how about this? I'm going to give you a school dance bop. And then you give me your school dance bop.
Okay.
So I'm going to go first. Okay. So I'm going to give you plenty of time.
Okay.
So, like, I wasn't much of a grinder as a kid at the school dances.
All the time.
It felt uncomfortable.
Sliding shorts.
You just had, like, teachers and adults watching you hump.
I wore sliding shorts.
But I loved, my favorite part of the dance was the slow song. Because you know what I mean? You could put your hands on the girl's butt. Yeah. We'd just be dancing, yeah. And I'd have my hands. You'd look around and just be a bunch of fucking kids with their hands on girls' butts. And like maybe teachers would come over and be like, hands, Anthony, hands. But this is my favorite, and this is kind of dating myself. But this is. Hold on, let me fast forward it.
Unbelievable. Wait for the chorus.
No, we can't play too much. We'll get it taken down.
Patreon? You gotta go to the chorus.
No. It'll get taken down.
You're like a dream come true. Two. Just wanna be with you. Three.
No, but what I don't get is four repeat steps. One through three. If you do that, you never get to five.
Five.
No, but like if four is repeat steps one, two, three, it's just gonna keep cycling one, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. Brian McKnight, you can't get to five if you repeat one, two, three. You gotta add like, and then after you're done repeating, let's go to five.
How many babies do you think were made with that song played in the background?
Probably a lot. I mean, I was still a virgin when I was dancing.
So
to that
I
song.
Have, so
give
I,
me, no, 20 seconds.
Yep.
That I back both, at back at one, Brian McKnight.
Yep. I have both my school dance
nope,
banner.
One, you get one bop. You're.
I have a bop. You want a bop?
No, I want a high school or middle okay. school dance bop. You're 0-1 right now because the fucking okay. Lil Jon
okay.
song.
Okay. Yeah. That was Ying Yang Twins. Right. And this is the school dance bop. Peace
out, A-Town. Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
That's OG school dance.
You can't go wrong with Usher, dude.
Cannot go wrong.
You can't go wrong
now,
with Usher.
Now, can I go back to our high school bop? Because I have a different high school bop. Because this is a
Can I just say, before you go on to that, my favorite Usher bop? What do you think my favorite Usher bop is?
Either My Boo with Alicia Keys.
No.
So
I am a little bit older than you. Introduced to Usher by his first hit single, My Way. She likes it my way. Whatever I say yep. goes. But my favorite Usher bop, and when you're in your feels and you broke up with your girl or she broke up with you.
Ready? I'm your baby.
Nope.
You're my girl.
We are so.
I'm going to tell it to the whole wide world. Not that one?
No. We are so not on the same wavelength. It's like not even funny, dude. you got it bad, dude. When you're stuck at the house, you don't want to come out. She's you all you
it,
think.
You got it bad. Yes. When I'm on the phone, hang up, then I call right back.
Banger. Banger. You know what I did one time?
Isn't what I just sang from You Got It Bad?
You know what I did? Do you remember? Do you remember, like, kids these days? Kids these days, that's not what you were singing.
I'm your baby. You're
no, my... Now you're singing it, but the song you were singing before wasn't
that was
You
that
Got It
exactly.
Bad.
That's exactly what I was singing.
All right, well, we're going to have to go back into the notes. We're going to have to go back into the notes.
Because I was
That's not what you were singing. That's not what you were singing.
I'm your baby. You're my girl. I'm going to tell to the whole wide world saying I'm your girl.
All right, maybe
you're my
you picked the most obscure
Promise
part
to love
of the song
you the
to
best.
Fucking.
That's the best part. That's the best part.
All right, watch the chair. But this is bringing back memories now because kids today probably just text.
Yes.
They don't have the balls to pick up the phone and call anymore.
Absolutely.
But when I was younger, there was no option to text.
No.
You were on the house phone, and you would spend hours on the phone with your middle school girlfriend. Hours on the phone. And I'll never forget, I was talking to my middle school girlfriend on the phone, and I had, like, a Chicken Soup for the Teenage Soul book laying around, and they used to have, like, poems and stuff in it. So I took a couple lines from the book and made my own song for her, but I took it one step further and I actually recorded me singing the song and then burnt it onto a CD and then brought it into school to give to her, and somebody else got a hold of
it. Oh no.
And gave it to my homeroom teacher and he played it.
Oh no.
And I obviously can't think of the lyrics, but it was something like I'm so embarrassed. But at one point, I sing in like an opera voice. And
I'm
like,
oh, no.
You'll see me and I'll see you dancing in the moonlight. Oh, so bright. Can you imagine the feeling? Like, it was kind of those vibes, dude. Oh, it was one of the most embarrassing days of my life. I remember I got a funny story. You know what? I'm going to save this story for the Patreon because I was trying to think of like what we can when we switch over to the Patreon after this. We're going to go in that direction.
Okay.
It's going to be nostalgia.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the Patreon subscribers, and if you're listening to the free version, it's $5 a month, dude, and you can get the bonus content. Yeah. And sometimes we go on for an hour of bonus content after we're done with the podcast. But I think the theme of the Patreon content for this week is going to be nostalgia.
Oh, I love
it. I want their help in implementing a voicemail system where people that follow me on Patreon can leave me voicemails,
whether it's
a question, whether it's a crazy story they want to tell, go nuts, whatever they want to do. And then we can kind of review them and listen to them live on the regular version of the podcast. So we'll go to nostalgia on the Patreon side of things. But I just want to wrap up the episode by saying, I think anybody that's like a fan of the podcast, or a fan of my social media, I think if they listen, like aside from like the interview I did with my dad and the interview I did with Maureen, where I could take the focus off myself and like talk and like about specific subjects rather than just winging it. If they listen to any of the episodes that we were winging it before and listen to this one now, I think that they can see a huge difference
Massive.
In my mood.
I can't.
All right, I believe you. I believe that was way too intensive and I can.
Hey.
That was way too intensive and I can't.
Yellow shirt,
gray
hat.
That was like a scene from Remember the Titans or something, dude. Like, what are you, Denzel Washington? What was that?
Is this fun?
I can't, Anthony. Like, what are we in, Gladiator? Like, it's not that serious. But I'm happy to have you back. I missed you. And, if you're listening to the episode, it's less than a cup of coffee at Starbucks a month. $5 a month, and you can get all the bonus content. And I hate sounding like I'm sitting on the street corner begging for change, but I need to make some sort of income here if I want to continue to do content full time. But the sky's the limit. Don't feel guilt tripped into doing it. You don't need to. But thanks for listening. I had a lot of fun on this episode. Until next time, we're out.
Let's go.